I normally do that as well, but this particular case, you know, I thought, you know, was a perfect example. I forget what it was now. It was like last year, and I just sent him an email. I said, yeah, you know, good to go, and I think it was some oddball one. It was like, I think it was, I don't know, Fugitive Apprehension Unit or something like that, and it was like a onesie, not even a particularly, you know, difficult talk group, and it's like, oh, you know, that has to be on letterhead, so I went ahead and I got it, and then the exact same thing, not a year later, and it's like, you know, official email's fine. Like, oh, for God's sakes, I don't know. Anywho, enough on all that. Hey, I just want to be sure that I don't remember where you left off on that whole Broadcastify thing. If I comment out that one line in repeater config, then it won't, nothing will run, right? There won't be anything duplicating or anything like that. I think without that one line calling EasyStream at lane in repeater config, then the rest is all, you know, moot, right?
Yeah, so what I would do is comment the line out and then tell the box to reboot. Don't just restart the service, because that service is always running. Even if you commented out and did a core reload, it doesn't actually kill the process. Does that make sense? So, yeah, comment it out and just tell the box to reboot.